Michelle Malkin's sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Norman Rosh Yichyu, the schus bat Sheva bat Sarah Chaya, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, and Echtov ben Lipsha, Chaya Chafei Wansom bat Tzvasi, Rabbi Baruch Hortz ben Sarah Tzipora, Esther Tehila bat Sariel Tzipora, and Baruch Vassal Pahon Sayyidneya, Nechit of Us and Tzvi, Baruch Vassal Pahon Seha. We're going to be discussing Siyata Dishmaya, the Midas HaBitachon. How important is that in the thought of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Mor Yisrael Kedosho, Moran HaRav Zatzal? A beautiful article in the Sohar Torah Journal. And that's what the Yitzhak Shir is based upon. And the value of the Midas Bitachon, the Rav discusses the value of the Midas Bitachon in the Sefer Ein Ayan Shabbos, in Perek Beis, Os Kuf Tzadi Beis. Omer Rav, Tachlita hi kirvat Elokim, hanemshechet mimena shila atzma shlama gdola. The tachlis of Bitachon is that one is close to God. And there's also Gvuras hanefesh b'Oyis Hashem, hanemshechet mimena b'Eitzar. There's also Gvuras hanefesh. Gives you power. If you have bitachon, it gives you kirba l'Hashem, and it gives you power. You know that God is with you, empowers you. So these are two benefits of bitachon: closeness to God and empowerment. Number three, the Rav writes in Ein Ayan Brachas, Perek Tes. Oschav Gimel, and Dibra Maslov Vihine. Hamidai Kara Zotuncha Beadam, Biotam Muchrachat Lahamadat Matsavo Haruchani Vahumri, Lebal Yen Nivhal Lehon, Vishatuf Beta Avotav, Kieda, Kilo Asher Yireha Adam Shutov, Watova Muchlat, Kinyene Adam Munagime Malpiazata Shema Kemet Laat. This Mida of Bitachon helps a person morally, ethically. He's not going to run after money. He's not going to be busy with his tivus, because he knows that what God wants is what's good for man, and not necessarily what man wants. So there is an ethical benefit in bitachon as well. Also, the Rav writes in the Sefer Shimon HaKvatzim, Kovetz Vav, Kufnin Zayin, הביטחון מוסיפו חיים ואומץ. כל משהו מלובש יותר ויותר במעשים רבים, והולך זרם גדול ואדיר ממקור האמונה, ומחיה את הביטחון, ומשניהם ביחד פורץ מעיין וכילוח עצום אדיר ונורא, מתפרץ בשפע עושר על כל אורחות השכל ועומק הדעת, ומחיה את כישרון הגבורה, כיבוש החיים, יישוב העולם, וההתכוננות המעשית לכל פרטים. Bitachon adds life and adds courage. And the more one is enclosed in many deeds, he adds life, he adds courage together with his bitachon. And then there is this great flow from the source of emunah that gives life to the bitachon. And then there's this tremendous kiluach, same idea, this flow. It's hard to translate the Rav, it's poetry into English. So that's part one. We have four different things that bitachon does for you. Kirbas Elokim, Gvuras HaNefesh, it empowers you. It gives you an ethical basis. And it... there's also mechazik, it gives you chaim and omitz when you act with your maisim rabim, that he says here. You can act with more power because you know that God is behind you. So it empowers your nefesh, like we saw before, and it also gives you the strength to do more because you know that God is behind you. So those are the four benefits of bitachon. There are two approaches to ishtadlus. One is bitachon. The more bitachon, the less ishtadlus. We see this in the Ramban, in certain places, where he minimizes the value of ishtadlus. Elsewhere, in many other places, in the footnote, in this maimer, he brings all the sources, Breishis Yud Beis Yud, Yud Dalet Chof, Chof Azayin Yud Aleph, Varam Yud Zayin Tezayin, Chof Ches. That's where, in those places, he talks about how do you minimize the ishtadlus. Elsewhere, he says, no. Ishtadlus has to be Malava Bitachon, Breishis Vav Yates, Lamed Aleph, Bemidbar Yud Gimel Gimel, Varam Yud Zayin Tezayin, Chof Aleph, Chof Tes. So, those are all sources that Ishtadlus has to accompany Bitachon. So that's one approach. One approach is, the Iker is Bitachon, more Bitachon, less Ishtadlus, less effort. The second Gisha is that there's a Chovis Ishtadlus, but the Ishtadlus has to be supported by Bitachon. And that's the Gisha of the Maharal. Hopefully we'll have a shir on that as well. Because when I see an approach of the Rav to a certain topic, of the Maharal to a certain topic, so I mamish, get excited. So where does the Rav hold on this? L'dat Rav Zatzal, Adam chayav lef'ol b'shtadlut aktivit. You have to be active. And so he writes in Maseches Brachos, in Ein Haya, in the first volume, and Os Kuf Mem Gimel. Habitachon Atmidi, hu liyot botech b'Hashem, shi'azreyu b'hishtadluto. The bitachon is that God's going to help you in your ishtadlus. In the Mishpat Kohen, which is his Tshuva Sefer, as part of a halachic bay where he writes, "V'rasag omer b'sefer unot v'adiot amisha omer shabotech b'Hashem adinei olam hazeh shidi azara." Im ken yomar gam ken adinei olam haba matach li tatorah v'amitzvot. If you just completely trust God and you don't do anything, then that's crazy, because what are you going to do? Same thing in Bruchnias. I trust God. I'm not going to do any mitzvahs. Ma pitum. The Rav writes in Ein Haya, "Ki v'adash le'mut gadol le'adam li'otah asuk levado be'atzlachato." Devarei Gaon Rav Sadia, "Shim u'ayah b'shle'mut la'asik shle'mut b'lo shtadlut, ta'itan egat Hashem itbach li'ten gam ken shle'mut ha'nefesh b'lo shtadlut shatorah ma'asik tovim." Rav Sadia Gaon compares Ruchnius and Gashmius. If Shle'mus was without a shtadlus in Gashmius, Shle'mus would be a shtadlus in Ruchnius. We know it's not true. God doesn't give you Shle'mus without mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So you should act. Mitoch ze kotev harav be'en haya b'shabbat bet ot kuf tzadi dalet, that relying on a miracle is pogat b'shlemuto shel ha'adam. Person has to act. She'adam, omer harav, hu ish yeh ohev et ha'teva, et ha'seder v'hadraga menichim lo liyot po'el v'lo nef'al. You should be active and not acted upon. Zoi shlemut yekara le'adam. That a person should want to be active. And a miracle makes you nifal, and therefore the Gemara is Megana, somebody who is relying on miracles. Not a good thing, the man who had nursed his child. No. Miracles are not good. We try to avoid them. Meaning, they have to be done. But we don't look for miracles. We want to be active. We're partners with God in creation. So whatever we can do, we do. There's a miracle, Gevaldik. But that's not our goal. That's why Hashem created the world with Teva, that we should be his partners, we should act. Omer Rav b'Shabbat bet kuf tzadihei, ha-Teva u-maaseh Hashem im Adam atzmo. Teva is the act of God with man. Kol ma she-Adam oseh o-lo, gam kein maaseh Hashem, what man does is what God does. El she-biyato po'el gam kein mitgadel, gam kein mitzad p'ratiyuto, beto nefal u-mitkaten. When you act, you become greater. When you are acted upon, you become smaller. You become a receiver. And that's not where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a giver, not a receiver. According to the Rav, person's actions are an expression of God's actions in this world. We are Hashem's agents to act. Asher bara Elokim la'asot, that we should act. A person davens when he goes to a doctor. The Rav explains, Adam yitzur organit ve'kim v'kshurei mehem ha'kochot l'kufo, ze ba'ze, ve'kochot nafsho ze im ze. ומי הוא אדם שיוכל לתפר ולומר שיודעו את כל כוחות הגוף והנפש? אם כן, הלא אין אמונה ברופא, כי אף אם במקצוע אחד הצער והקצר ירפא, אולי גורם שינוי זה קלקולים רבים בעבר אחר, ששקולים הם כנגד התועלת היוצאת מרפואתו. So you go to the doctor, he might help you in one direction, but he can harm you in the other. Because a person is an organic being, and all of our bodies interconnected and interrelated. So he helps us in one thing, it's going to hurt us in something else. That's what we call side effects. So there's a danger in going to the doctor. ובאשר אין השכל מסכים על הרפואה בהתחכמות האדם, והניסיון אמנם הורינו כי פעמים רבות תקלה חוכמת הרפואה לאמת, צריכנו להזכיר שגם השימוש בחוכמת האדם ברפואה היא אחת מפליאות ההנהגה האלוקית. ואנו משיבים את הדבר להשכחה עליונה, כאותן הדברים שהם בו שום יכולת בפועל כפינו. So what do we say? We say that when man uses refuah, that's God working through the doctor. So we give it over to Hashem. We daven, and we give it to Hashem. We say, Hashem, you work through the doctor. Otherwise it can't work because, again, we are an organic body and there's so much that could go wrong. שאין לנו לחוש על המסתרים של היחוסים שאין איננו רואות אותם. שאם כן כבר ביטאת כל המעל האדם לתיקון הגשמי ברוחני. כי יחוש שכל משהו מתקן ומשכלל שם הגורם הוא הפסד באיזה יחס נסתר. Maybe I'm helping, but maybe I'm harming, so why should I do anything? So what should you do? אין לדעה ואלה מה שאין עברות. התורה נתנה רשות לרופא לרפות בהיותו בקי במקצוע שלו. ואין להרפות ידי המילים בתיקונו של עולם לפק בכמה חשות שמסים. Don't worry about hidden things. You do what you're supposed to do, and that is your job in this world. And this, the Rav says, is Maisa Hashem. When you're acting, God is acting through you. God created the world, and then he gave it over to us. And then now we act in partnership with him. We give the medicine and God makes the medicine heal. So therefore we can ask the following question. Is there a place to act when there is a small chance of success? And rely on Hashem. The Rav discusses a question, similar question, in Ezra's Kohen Siman Lama Dalet, talking about birth control. When it's not clear that they can prevent danger. ירבה בתפילה, ובירושלמי, וביאני אבא מתחיל מיני סגין ואביי וארסה על ארבע מראשין דמיין, חד זמן פשט ידי ואשכחי, אמר הרמון ידי, שומר פתי משם. ונראה לי פירושו, מאחר שראה שכל השמירות היתרות אינן מועילות, וסוף סוף יוכל הנחש לבוא למצא, ומיטתו משומרת כל כך, אמר שהוא אומר זה שצריכים לסמוק, לסמוך רק על רחמי שמיים. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells a story that Rabbi Yanai was very fearful of snakes. And so what he did was he put his bed in four beams standing in water. This way he feared that the snake would, this way he thought the snake wouldn't come. So one time he stretched out his hand and he found it near him. He said, "Take it away from me. Shomer Psaim Hashem." So the way the Rav understands this Gemara is that he saw that he's trying to guard himself, he's trying to protect himself from the snake, it's not working. He said, "Already be some Racham Mishamayim." This is the same thing. If they're going to use this birth control, and there's a serious suffix that it's not going to help, more likely that it's not going to help to prevent the sakana of getting pregnant, so don't use it. Rely on Hashem. In other words, when should you do your ishtadlis? When it's reasonable. When it's not reasonable, then you should already rely on Hashem, because with your ishtadlis isn't reasonable. So, in general, the Rav is in favor of ishtadlis. Hashem wants the world to run al-pi teva, where Hashem's partner in the world. On the other hand, if chances are it's not going to help, then forget about it. Now, ishtadlus doesn't mean that you lack emun, adarav. It gives you more responsibility. You're a shliach of Hashem. The Rav writes in Einayah, Brachas Perek Tes Ozayin. Ein geder habitachon bitalut al yishuat Hashem ba, kim laskil et ha'am shelo b'koach ha'gvura b'sarit levada yasigu ma'avayim, ki im tzarich lezeh gam gvura ha'musarit she'alecha b'darkei Hashem. Nimtza she'yisod habitachon, tachlit ha'orah she'ara Hashem itbarach ha'iti ha'negah nisit ha'ita, lo lachlish tatsiur she'tzarich et amtsut ha'adam, lakamato ha'klit v'apratit, kim l'shachlela, sh'tiyah shleimah kol tzadeh. Ha'inu she'lo tistapek rak b'gvura p'shuta, כי אם תפנה על כל הצדדים של שלמות הפרטי והכללי, וזה יסוד ההדיתוק המוסרי, שיהיו צריכים להתנהג במלחמותינו לפי הדרכתה של תורת השם תמימה, והביטחון מועיל רק למלא את כוח הריצות מכל צדדה, שלא יקשר בתמלו רק צדדים גשמים לבדם. ביטחון, that you're relying on Hashem, is supposed to teach the nation that it's not just the flesh, but rather it's going with God. In other words, the ביטחון is backing up what you're doing. Doesn't weaken your effort, but it improves it, it perfects it, because you're showing that God is behind me. So it's not just something physical. So bitachon doesn't come to narrow the ishtadlus, it expands it. Part of my ishtadlus is to have bitachon. הביטחון will רק למלא את כוח החריצות מכל צדדיו. I'm doing everything I can on all ends. I'm doing everything I can in the Ruchnius end and the Gashmius end. In the Shemona Kvatzim, the Rav writes, משורש הביטחון באים ענפי הביטחון. שהם כבר מצאו לה תפילה מקום. ולפי אותה מידה שענפי הביטחון יוקים משורשיים מסתעפים, עושים פירות ומתגלמים גם בחיים לכל התרחבותם. רצון ירב יעשה ואית שבתם ישמע ויושעים. So it's not just enough to have ביטחון, you also have to daven. And the more you're rooted in your source, in Hashem, the more it's shown in your life. Ritzon Yireya V'yaseh. He does what the Yireyim want. They have bitachon. But it's not enough to have bitachon. Ves shavasam yishma v'yoshia. They also have to cry out to him. Bitachon is supposed to give a person more courage, he's not going to be afraid, and also it protects him before. Like the Rav writes in Olas Re'iyah, Laisira, Mipachat Pisa, Mipachat Laila Mechei Tzuf Yomam, don't be afraid. Habotech Bashem B'deya V'akara Sechlit, V'leiv Ratzui, Nafshom Mele'a Ometz, V'seder Shal V'ti Koveva, V'kishem Shirikshe HaPachat Adimyoni Sarim, V'mnei Or Shal HaBitachon, K'cha Asonot HaNechonim Lavo HaBnei Adam, Ba'ofen Kazeh, Shein HaZehirut HaNoshit Yichola Lagen, הרי אם שרים אינה בוטח, מהסדר שעל ההגנה האלוקית החופפת עליו. לא תירא מפחד לילה מחצי ופיומה. One is בוטח בשם, with the proper day and hakara, recognition. He's filled with courage, and he's calm, and he's at peace, and he doesn't have all this imagination when you're in the world of Seichel. So then you're not afraid. Fear is imagination. You're imagining this is going to happen. You're imagining that's going to happen. But when you're in the world of Bitachon, you have clarity. You're in the world of Seichel, and you don't have to fear. And not only that, because you have Bitachon, Hashem's going to protect you. And that's why the Pasuk says, "Lo sirim pachad laila mechetzuva." If you have Bitachon, then you have nothing to fear. We say Shabbos Yimi Lizok for the Refuah Krova Lava. That on Shabbos you don't cry out. It's Shabbos, so we don't cry out, and the Refuah is going to come. Says the Rav. Well, if him yale Adam al yidei yisurav lemale yoter yona, ladatu laskil ki lo asher yireh Adam beinei basar et atov zeh tov lo. Sometimes you get to a madrega, you realize what you think is good isn't good. Ki im gam haraot hamedumot, what seems bad, behem yesh tovat tzfunah. וזה יעורר לב האדם לבוא למעלה זו, שלא לחפוץ כי אם שיעשה חפץ השם בעולמו. וזאת היא מעלת החסידים הבוטחים בשם השם באמת, שלא יבקשו דבר, כי אינם בטוחים שחפץ עליון ינגם לטוב להם. וחסיד הם say, I believe in Hashem, and I'm not asking for anything. I know God's going to lead me on the right way. And even when I have illnesses, they know that that's good, and that's what we're saying on Shabbos. Shabbos Yimi Lizok. At Shabbos, I'm not going to cry out. I know whatever you're doing for me, Hashem is perfect for me. And then in that schus, Refuah Krova Lava. But in the meantime, it's Shabbos Yimi Lizok. And that's the Madrega of Shabbos, and that's the Madrega of the Chassidim. Also in Olat Riyah, in Chelek Aleph, page 220, in the Pasuk, Vani B'chaslecha B'tachti, Ageli B'Bishuasecha, I had bitachon in your chesed, and my heart will rejoice in your salvation. Omer Rav Yisod Bitachon, Amale Et Adam Letchunat Kedusha Yona, Romut Nefesh VeGdulat Kodesh, Ulo Oto Atziu SheAdam Yitzer BeAtzmo, SheHu Batuach SheMa SheHu Doresh Mevakesh, VeChoshev SheHu Dorosh Lo Yimalei Hashem, Ki Efshar SheMa SheHu Choshev SheHu Atov, VaHefich MeEmet Bitachon is that you realize that what you want bitachon is when you realize that what you want is not necessarily what Hashem is going to give you, because it could be that what you want is the opposite of the truth. But bitachon is that you have belief in chesed elyon, that he created you with chesed, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. That's what we say. Vani b'chaslecha b'tachti. I have bitachon in your chesed. I don't know what's right for me. I just know that you created the world with chesed, and therefore everything is okay. There's also positive pachad. Normally, pachad's negative. Pachad's imagination. Pachad is mishateket ha'adam. It paralyzes a person. Sometimes pachad is good. Says the Rav, Brachas, Perek Tes Os Mem Zayin, relating to an evil dream, bad dream. One of the rayon shel isha musari vada yavir lefanav gam ken ezen machazot shel pachad. Kimidat yirei Hashem uchoshvim la'atzmam shelo yetzu yidei chovat ha'tzedek. Unam lumad ze alo habitachon vabat Hashem tisagvem shelo tipol alem shoat pachadim. Kedia gam ken yara kala apualet ala nefesh beit chizion ha'chalom. Vatotei de la tov lo rakech kashen shel amidot ha'raot. In other words, the purpose of the fear is to shake one's own self-confidence and bring him to bitachon in Hashem, not in himself, not that I'm in charge. Person has a bad dream, makes him realize how weak he is, and That is supposed to purify his midos, make him more gentle. He realizes he's not such a superman. He realizes that he's not perfect. He has averus. He has things to fix. And that's the Chalom Ra wakes him up. In other words, instead of something bad happening in real life, that's going to arouse a person and give a person a sense of perspective, he has it in the dream. And then he can return to Hashem. When a person's afraid, he feels that he's not shaykh to the world, because the world doesn't give him a sense of confidence. The world doesn't make him feel protected. This feeling of detachment is very painful. The Rav talks about this in Ein Haya Perek Tet, Ot Kufayin Dalet. Hapachad yavo mepnei matzav ha-nefesh, she'eino domeh u'matim al ha-metziut ha-klalit. Fear comes when your soul doesn't fit with general reality. Kol devar v'inyan ha-matim al ha-metziut ha-klalit, ein lefachad mimenu. Anything that fits with the metzius, ein lefachad mimenu, there's nothing to be afraid of. Okay, mi she'en biyado chet, v'lo efsid yichuso al ha-metziut ha-klalit, lo efachad kal, if you don't have sin, you're not detached from reality, there's nothing to be afraid of. The sinner who detached himself from the Metzius, so he's going to be afraid because now the Metzius is against him. So that's when fear comes. Fear comes when you feel the world is against you. And the world is against the person when he's against the world. Because the world requires that he do good. That's the Metzius of the world, Tov. And if he's doing Ra, then the world is tak against him. When somebody has bitachon, however, he feels connected to everything and to the source of everything, and therefore nothing can threaten him. Gam ki elich begeitz hamavis lo yara ki atayim adi. Atayim adi means you're with me. It doesn't mean nothing bad is going to happen. Shivtucha mishantucha hemi anachamoni. Just that I know it's coming from you. You're with me. The Rav writes in Ein Haya Brachas Tesko Fein Aleph, Adam tzrich listakel ba'ein yafa b'metziut kula, kamo shehi, u'banaga lokita makafta. A person has to have a positive perspective on reality and in God's hanhaga. V'chol asher yishvet nafsho b'yoter al klal ha-metziut, v'asher yitberer lo shegam hu atzmo eino davar acher, kim chelek echad mechalkei ha-metziut ha-gedla lo yitenach lo yifachet. So then to be afraid of, you're part of the greater reality. Ki ha-yisurim b'chlam b'ker metziutam v'idam b'pnia p'nimim. הלב ישמח רואה את העולם כאשר הוא, וליבו מלא אורה וביטחון, גם ייסוריו אינם ייסורים, כי מתענג ושמח when a person who's... ייסורים is inside of a person. When a person's happy, he's filled with light, he's filled with confidence. And the ייסורים aren't ייסורים, he's happy. Because he's happy, he's accepted reality. He's connected to reality. This is the way it is, and therefore he loves it. Because this is the way it's supposed to be. This is what God wants. But somebody who can't accept reality, his whole life is Yisura. Because it's never going to be the way he wants it exactly. Rather, a person has to teach himself to go with reality, with life. If this is what's happening, this is exactly what I want. So we can have an Ayin Tov in the Metzius and Ayin Ra. We get to decide. People who live with Yisura are the people who have an Ayin Ra in the Metzius. People who have an Ayin Tov are happy. Oh, this is the way it has to be. The Rav writes in Olat Riya Aleph Resh Tet Zayin, "Lumat ha'akara keha, haba mitoch ha'sikur ha'chiloni al ha'klal shel ha'avaya kula, shemitzida ba yush v'rafyon l'chol prat, lachshov she'oved v'tzolel u'bitor avak dak." There's this very dark perspective that comes from a secular way of looking at the world, of looking at existence, of looking at reality, and that brings a person to despair. And that is to think that he's just one little speck of dust that's drowning in the great sea of reality. And instead of that, ba'akarat ha-kodesh, ha-mebita la-godel ha-klali mitoch ha-melchav shel de'adat Hashem Elokei Yisrael Adon Tzvakot, comes the holy recognition that looks at everything from the perspective, from the broad perspective of knowing God, the Lord of Israel, the Master of all the hosts. V'davka mitoch gdulat ha-mefal meshtakevet yatchuna mesheret et kol prat v'koch metziyuto v'achdut ha-gdola. It's all part of God's Hashem Tzvakos. What does it mean, Hashem Tzvakos? Hashem Tzvakos, you're the God of all the hosts. Everything is about you. It's all coming from you. Asherei adam boteach b'achem ne'meila. Fortunes person has bitachon in you, because he sees himself as part of this great totality. So it's really an important thing to come to terms, to make peace with reality and see it all as part of God's will, and that you're also part of it. And then you don't have Yisurim anymore. Because this is exactly where God wants me. This is the matzah I'm supposed to be in. Omer Rav Vishmona Kvatzin, Aleph Tavbet, Meichan Sa'alat HaRuach Yicholah Lenboa, Im Lo Mehakarat HaTov HaMuchlat, HaTov HaElokei. Where is the joyous spirit supposed to flow from, if not from recognizing the absolute goodness? The goodness of God. הרי אי אפשר לאדם שידאג שם יהיה סובל יסורים בתדירי תדיריות, שם יש אחיזה כזאת בהוויה שאינו יכול להתפרק מן עדי עד, והיא מצערת לנצח. ביטחון נגד דאגה זו אי אפשר קים בטוב האלוקי. A person could worry, maybe he's just going to always have Yisurim. This is never going to end. It's going to be eternal. So how do you combat such a perspective, such a fear? And the answer is knowing that God is good. Hakarat haTov haMuchlat. God is good. This isn't forever. Everything we're going through is going to pass. This too will pass. Now it's important not to be fatalistic and say, all right, there's no need to fight Ra, just accept it, that's the way the world is, and just move on. No. You can't be extreme. The Rav writes in Enaya, Tet Resh Mem Hei, הסבלנות ושפלות הנפש הרעה והפחותה הם שתי קצוות מתחזות זו בזו. אף ובי שהם סותרות זו, הסבלנות היא מידה טובה. ירידת הביטחון בשם. For you have patience. Patience is good, patience is ביטחון. You know, this is God's plan. אמנם לא יעתה להיות תוצאות הסבלנות שפלות ידיים. וחפץ שווה להישאר בכל רע ולא להשתדל להינצל ממנו. But it doesn't mean that you're so patient, you say, you know what, things are bad, I'm just going to let it be. Forget it. The guy's 35 years old, he's 40 years old, he's 45 years old, I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to get married. I'm done. No. Zora chola. We have a natural desire to get out of our bad situation, and that's good. We should use that to fight it, not to be fatalistic. So therefore, Kabbalah Sisurim has two tzadim. One is shtikusa. You have patience. You're with God. And the other is Nevoi Rachame. You ask God for mercy. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Kabbalah di Yisurei Shtikusa Nevoi Rachame. Mitzad echad Shtikusa. You're accepting God. On the other end, Kabbalah Bakashas Rachame. שתיקותה בתור סבלנות והצדקת משפט השם ואמונה והידיעה שרע עובר הוא יהיה לטובה. שתיקה, because you realize this good is going to be for the good. This Yisurim is going to be for the good. On the other hand, you also have to doubt to get out of your negative situation. The Rav in Brachas Enaya Perak Aleph Os Kuv Zayin explains the Zehirus of Rav Papa from sitting on the bed of an Aramis, of a non-Jewish woman. אף לחוש חששות רוחות של פחד אינו מן הראוי, אבל כל פחד נערך לפי עניינו. כי עלילה הרב פאפה לא הייתה נגמרת עליו לבדו, כי על הכלל כולו היה קצב חלילה. על כן רואה להיות זיכרון לדורות דבר זה. למען ידע איש הישראלי לשים על לב, כמה גדולה היא החובה שלא לגרום נזק על הכלל בתהלוכותיו. Because there the story was that this Aramis woman told him to sit on the bed and he wouldn't sit on it until she lifted it up and there was a dead baby there. And that's why the rabbi said, you're not allowed to sit on the bed of an Aramis. So the rabbi explains that this is a sakana lumit. And so normally you shouldn't be afraid from such things, but she would have said, oh, all Jews are baby killers. And therefore you have to be especially careful in the Ramah lumit nationally than you do personally. And this was passing the halach and the mishpat kohen, shin chav zayin, shin chav ches, oto habitachon, shel hashgacha al yonah, eino poter otanu klal, mechovat hashtadlut al hatzalat haklal v'chol hayecholot shebiyadeinu. V'Hashem nitknu alilot eich lekasher et midot hanerot lanu hafachim. Bitachon gamur al kiyum ha'amo mitzad echad, chovat hashlo v'chol mei shuchal lechazek et kiyumo. So we have two sides. On one hand, you have to know that Am Yisrael is going to exist forever. On the other hand, you have to do everything you can to protect Am Yisrael, right? We have thing with Iran. Iran is, you know, developing all these weapons to kill us. So you got to fight Iran. On the other hand, know that Am Yisrael is eternal. He writes, talking about Shevet Levi, which doesn't wage war, because they're Huvdal Avodas Hashem, says the Rav, this is in the Ksav Yad, it's cited by Rav Neria, V'nera sh'af v'bishayin b'bitui ochin milchama, ha'inu la'asot milchama pratit, k'mo sh'efshar sh'izdamen sh'shevet achad osem milchama b'shvil, ha'id nachalut sh'aloyim sh'imtza lo b'ze, אבל כשכל ישראל יוצאים למלחמה, וחייבים גם הם לצאת. ומלחמה של כלל ישראל זאת, היא גם כן עבודת השם. שכל מי שמיוחד יותר לעבודת השם, שייך ליותר משאר כל העם. So this is what he's saying here is, to go out to an individual war, when it's not of Klal Yisrael, like one Shevet. So there, Shevet Levi doesn't get involved. When it's Ovdei Yisrael, they get involved. Because they're Ovdei Hashem, they're separate for Hashem. This is Avodas Hashem, protecting Am Yisrael. Sometimes, Yudavka should be so mechananes. Like we see in Maseches Brachos. And Chelek Aleph was Kuf Mem Gimel. He's discussing the Hanhag of Chizkiyahu, who was going as a Sefer of Fuos, and he was Samech Gula Tefillah. And he said, Ani Yashin Amitasi Vatosi, he's completely relied on Hashem, that Hashem's going to save him against the enemy. Sometimes you fight like Mochemes Ha'ai, and sometimes you rely on a miracle like a Mochemes Gidon. Says the Rav, והדברים ניכרים שתלוי במצב המוסרי של העם. כשאדם או עם בכללו עומד במצב מוסרי גבוה, אז לא מנהגה טבעית שהולכת אחוזה עם סתרי אחרים נשים בקיר ביותר יד השם. אמרנו, כל העם ממעלה טוב, so if they're on a high level, you rely on miracles. And if they're not, then you have to go with Teva. And this is what he The Rav writes a letter to Arav Charlap in Igot HaRaya, Chele Gimel, Tav Shin Nun Gimel. Lo chal ishut koach, hu ze ma shishutam shisol kem hakem kim gvurat hagvurot. Ki mirot al yonak makefet kol amale at hakol. Ni rotsa davar navin kama gdola ya chashash shel sakanat kisat mitziot, hayde yotza tzipiyat ha-Yeshua, we had a shir on this letter. Ha-Yeshua mecharafet al etekvot Mashiach Hashem, ha-menateket et hatev v'chol mesivoteh mitzurat הציפייה הנדבעת בכל חומר שאלת הדין. ראש המשיח חודר ומוכרח לחדור בכל. היינו מסתכלים ברכבוש בכל מסיבות ועלילות ונדע שגם האור המואב, המגושם ומסוגר במסגרת רוסי הטבע, איננו קים קצה התחתון מחבלי קודש על ניסי ניסים, אשר לא עושה נפלות גדולות לבדו. He says, this is part of God's good power. That's little by little. And it's kitzutz benetios, in other words, it's this type of kfira. If you detach teva from the mahalach of geula, in other words, the aura of Mashiach is coming through teva. Of course, Hashem could do it in one shot, but that's not the way he wants to do it. He wants to do it through teva. Okay, obviously the topic of bitachon is a major fundamental principle, something that has to be studied in many, many different directions. And it's the yisod of our lives, my rabbi say. So we have to learn it and live it. So it's Hashem, hopefully we will revisit this. And there are many more sources that I didn't quote. But Baruch Hashem, hopefully we have more understanding of this beautiful midah of bitachon. So thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.